When it's my turn to preach, I read the readings, I check the resources, and I know what God wants me to say, because when I come across it, I get a feeling of peace. Sometimes the peace comes early, sometimes it comes before Mass becomes, and then I worry about that. But I get a peace like I normally don't get, and I know what he wants me to talk about. Today, during the week when I was reading the gospel, when I came across the word obstacle, when he told Peter, "You're an obstacle to me. You're an obstacle to God." And then God began to fill my head through the Holy Spirit about three things we can be an obstacle. We can be an obstacle to others, we could be an obstacle to God, and we could be an obstacle to ourselves. We have to reflect on ourselves and see what sort of obstacles are we. If we are an obstacle to others, for instance, somebody comes in new to the church, sits down, and someone comes in and says, "Oh, I always sit there," you know? What sort of welcoming is to that person that's come in here to find Christ? Instead of saying, "Oh, you're new to the neighborhood, you know? I normally sit in this area. I've never seen you before. Introduce yourself." You know, this is one way to not be an obstacle to others. Or when we leave here to go home, you know, we're trying to cut off the people so we could get to Panera or whatever ahead of time of everybody else. It seems like we come in, we punch our card to see God, and we leave, we punch our card and we get out. And we leave God sitting here. So we sometimes can be an obstacle to others. Then we could also be an obstacle to God. God might want to use us to do something, and we're too shy or embarrassed. He might say, "Go to this person and talk to him." You might hear an inner voice saying, "Talk to that person. Go visit a sick person who's in the hospital. Pray for this person." And we just ignore God. We're so caught up in the world, we don't listen to God. So we become an obstacle to God. But sometimes we're an obstacle to ourselves. Because sometimes we feel like, "I'm a sinner, God. I don't really deserve to be used by you. You know, go use someone else." Or we might feel that we should be going to Mass every day, and we don't because for whatever reason. And we offend God by not being an example to others by attending Mass. Or sometimes by our actions, we're an obstacle to God. When we talk about others and others see us and say, you know, "This is supposed to be Christian, this is supposed to be a follower of God. And am I an obstacle to God?" You know, Peter at that point, you know, try to protect Jesus, trying, "Oh, I'm not going to let this happen to you." But he didn't realize it's Jesus' mission out here, that he had to suffer, he had to die on the cross for all our sins. He later got it. And Jesus never punished, you know, Peter because of this. You know, Peter became to be the first pope of our church. We shouldn't feel that we are not worthy to be used by God because we are not perfect, because no one's perfect. Even Pope Francis says, "I'm a sinner." We're all sinners. But God wants to use us. Let us be open to his Spirit so this way we can go out there and not be an obstacle. Go visit people in the hospital. Today's collection for the Hurricane Victims, be generous to help them. You don't know how your generosity can help others. Feel free to talk about God when others come out to you. Don't be embarrassed about talking to God and saying things so others can know God. And Don't feel that you have to be perfect to talk to others. Being that none of us are perfect, we should look at that God looks at our sincerity. If we are trying the best we can to get closer to God, to improve our lives, then we are not obstacles. We are trying. We're not perfect, but we're not obstacles. We should let ourselves to God to be used as instruments out there so we can reach others and others get to know God and others get to see us as we try to change. Because someone can go to you, well, you're not perfect, you know, you did this, you did that, and you're like, yes. But look at what Peter did, look at what Paul did, how he went out to the Christians and he has many of them killed. But God still used him. He was an obstacle to God in the beginning, but then he became a tool for God, a worker for God, a prophet for God. So we here should take a moment, and I'd like everybody to close their eyes right now and think about this. Am I an obstacle to others? Am I an obstacle to God? Amy, am I an obstacle to myself?